91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Normand with 91X News. The new RCMP boss says he'll root out dark-hearted behavior in the National Police Force. He plans on doing this by swiftly firing clear wrongdoers and giving his senior officers the authority to settle disputes without delay. RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson told the Canadian press that lying, cheating, stealing, intentional use of excessive force, and blatant harassment will not be tolerated. Pakistan is pulling its troops out of at least two of the three centers meant to coordinate military activity across the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. The move comes a little over a week after NATO airstrikes killed 24 Pakistani soldiers at two army outposts along the border. Reporter Sebastian Abbott says U.S. officials were caught off guard by Pakistan's scale-down.
CERN in the U.S., military officials yesterday seemed to think it was another retaliatory move by Pakistan for the NATO strikes and feared it would hamper efforts to liaise with Pakistani forces and increase the risk of another misunderstanding.
Firebombs have been thrown at a protest rally in downtown Moscow. The clash was between demonstrators denouncing alleged vote fraud in parliamentary elections and hundreds of pro-Kremlin youths. An Associated Press reporter saw at least two firebombs thrown into a crowd of pro-Kremlin demonstrators gathered outside the Tchaikovsky Concert Hall on Tuesday night. It was not immediately clear who had thrown the incendiary devices or if they caused any injuries. Police moved quickly in gathering. The concert hall was adjacent to the square where anti-government protesters had earlier tried to gather but were broken up by police. Moscow police spokesman Maxim Koletsyov said about 250 people had been detained. The European Union's antitrust watchdog is investigating if Apple helped five major publishing houses illegally raise prices for e-books last year. In particular, it is looking at a significant shift in the way e-book prices are determined that occurred just as Apple introduced the iPad at its iBook store. The probe offers a glimpse into the fierce fight for shares of the growing e-book market, especially as Apple has tried to take on Amazon and its Kindle e-book reader. Ontario Provincial Police are offering a reward for any information regarding an unsolved murder. The body of Frankfurt resident Barbara Chapman was found in her home on January 23, 1984. A $50,000 reward is being offered by the police service for any information that leads to the arrest of those responsible. Any who wish to remain anonymous are encouraged to call Crime Stoppers, where they will be eligible for a reward up to $2,000. Our conservative MPs were not invited to a gathering on Parliament Hill, marking the 22nd anniversary of the Montreal Massacre. Hundreds of women turned out to commemorate the killings of 14 women at the École Polytechnique. The women were angry with the Tories for abolishing the long gun registry. Gun control advocate Wendy Kukier says today's anniversary is also a day to work harder against gun violence. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Looking forward to some home cooking, the Raiders welcome the Amherst View Jets into their barn tonight. Napanee has 8 wins compared to only 3 losses at the Strathcona Paper Center this season, but they're 0-6 on the road and sit in last place in the Empire B standings. Win tonight and they'll move to within 1 point of Amherst View and Port Hope. Puck drop is at 7:30. It turns out the NHL Board of Governors are doing more than just playing golf at their meetings in Pebble Beach. The league owners approved a change in conference alignment yesterday. The league will scrap the 6-division format and go with 4-2 in the East and 2 in the West. The new schedule will ensure each team gets to visit the other 29 teams at least once in a season. The format also adds more flexibility if any team is relocated in the next few years, such as the Phoenix Coyotes. The plan is to have the changes in place by next season. The Toronto Maple Leafs are back home after a brief 2-game road trip. The Leafs welcome the ailing New Jersey Devils to the ACC tonight. The Devils are on a 4-game losing skid. Puck drop is at 7. 4 other Canadian teams are also playing tonight. Montreal hosts Columbus. Winnipeg welcomes the surging Boston Bruins. The Hurricanes are in Calgary, and Vancouver hosts Colorado. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather. Today, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Temperature steady near plus 1. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries and a low of minus 2. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, 60% chance of flurries in the morning and afternoon, temperatures steady near plus 1. And Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low of minus 2 and a high of plus 2. It's 2 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm, and news is next at 2.
This is 91X. CJLX.